My name's Martin Williams. I first came into contact with the cathedral the day after the consecration, and my mother sat in front of the fire reading the paper and said to me, "Would you like to go down to the cathedral? They're asking for help with lots of visitors." I was 16. I thought, well, I'll go down. I'd watched it on television. I'd read all about it. So the next day I went along. Within 5 minutes I was selling books and things in the bookshop, and there were so many people, it was chaos. The excitement caught me up and it transformed my life. For many, it was the first modern church they'd seen. I think the Daily Mirror called it Cathedral of the Atom Age. And the people came round in such numbers. 2,000 people an hour, four abreast, in a crocodile right the way round the cathedral, shuffling their way round because there was no freedom of movement as there were too many people. People would say, "Oh, I don't like this. It's modern. It's not like a proper church." 50 years later, people come in and they say, "Isn't it wonderful?" 1962 is probably the most important year of my life, because it suddenly made me realise that everything in life is touched by your faith. It's changed my attitude to everything. That's why it had such a big impact on me. And I'm very thankful that I was introduced to the cathedral on Consecration Day. And I'm very privileged to have lived through those years of excitement, which have put Coventry on the map in many ways with people from across the world. Through the years, I've also had the opportunity of meeting lots of people who've come to the cathedral. I mean, I can remember in the early days, in 1963, Adam Faith and Cilla Black. She came along and she opened a 48-hour fast, started on the cathedral steps. And there's been lots of popular people, Cliff Richard, Derek Nimmo, and also MPs and presidents and world leaders. They've all come to the cathedral, and it's been an honour and a privilege to meet many of them. Jill Phipps was an animal rights protester at Baginton. She had an accident and was killed by one of the lorries. The funeral service took place in the cathedral. Someone said, "Martin, Martin, come quickly." And so I went to the door and there was Brigitte Bardot with an entourage. So I said in my babblick schoolboy French, words to the effect of, "Would you like me to find a seat?" Because there was a seat second from front row. Her response was, no, I just want to sit with the people." So there you are. As a schoolboy, I might have looked adoringly at Brigitte Bardot. Well, she looked somewhat older by the time I got to meet her in person.